The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
All right. Yes. Yeah. So when we last left off,
languages and finally goes quack and all the ducks go duck.
Yeah, find a lovely spot for that now.
Hey, it's going to go right there. Every D6. Oh, wait, I suppose I need all the characters out.
No,
let's see.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, we got all the important ones. Here's Cariona and Hermitia.
Follows her around.
It's what's going to be. It's going to be like, okay, you're standing here in case you get charged.
Good boy. Mark?
You stand here in front of me. I'll fire arrows over the top of you.
Operation yes. Get
no,
behind
wait,
the dog.
Wait. I'm an intelligent 9. I send it after the bust.
Yeah, so we last left.
What we call doggy style?
Operation Get Behind the Darkies. What? Haven't you ever heard of the Emancipation Proclamation? I don't listen to hip-hop.
Ooh. Is the people gonna die?
When we last left off, you guys had cleared a good chunk of the this level of Shadowfell Keep, and had run into some giant rats and a lovely
slime
red ooze slime creature that
I missed the game where we actually went into Shadowfell.
Yes, I believe you.
Okay, I was confused. I was wondering where we were.
We gave you this drink, and now you woke up in a tub of ice without your kidneys in the shovel in Shadowfell Keep.
You're like, oh, not again, man!
I only have two.
Cleric,
not anymore. You are, and you're in the caves with the where the rats were, and the now dead slime ooze creature.
That was a horrible thing.
There is a passageway going south, and there was a cave with two doors going west. Or you could go all the way back to some stairs that go to a door that went to stairs going down that was going west as well, out in the original area you came in.
I think we should continue to explore this level of the dungeon until it's completely explored. That way we don't get stabbed in the back.
Do you want to go down that tunnel?
I don't know.
To the south?
To the south.
I'm just saying.
So do you want to go south or west?
South.
South, Miss Tyson.
Southwest.
South.
Okay. South and west.
Ow, whoa!
What the hell do you think you're doing? Playing Eye of the Beholder? Bouncing off the walls like that.
Sorry.
Oh, right. It goes to the northeast. Or northwest.
No, I think it was pointing at the ranger.
Oh,
nope.
No. The dog scatters that way.
Alright, well, you head south down
a 10-foot
wide corridor for a bit until you come upon a 10-foot deep pit. Looks as if it were once concealed by a layer of thin flagstone, which now lies crumpled and broken at the bottom around the unmoving form of a broken six-limbed reptile.
Look, a pit!
Yeah,
do you recognize that thing?
Is that a dungeoneering check?
It's a nature check to figure out what the hell it is.
Oh, I have a nature check of plus 10.
Wow, you have more than the ranger.
And I critically failed.
Oh!
That'll do it.
I got a 21.
Changes to that incorporate your new wisdom bonus? Or lack thereof?
Or lack
your
thereof.
New character sheet?
Oh, I have a 9.
We'll put your dice between us.
9 nature.
Why do dice always have to come between us, Kitty?
That's the way it is. That's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Jessica's filling in for Beth.
Yes, who is has a new work schedule and really can't...
Sadly, will not be gaming with us for a while.
Keep moving my character sheet until you tell me.
Oh, stop.
It's okay, my crotch caught him.
Nathan was teaching Boris how to chase dice today.
Uh-oh.
There's one thing I have to complain about.
What?
That she does not have a fighting style.
Only one thing? Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a fighting style?
No, the Beast Mastery gets rid of it, cancels it out.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
I'm like, oh, my
that
extra
seems
kind of
silly.
Also, oh. I don't believe that wolves can claw. I think they should bite, not claw.
Rawr.
Now, if it was a cat.
Yeah, if it was a cat, yeah, it would make more sense.
That is, remember, this is more like World of Warcraft, and wolves do claw in World of Warcraft, so. Impressible. I know, dogs have craft for claws. It's not realistic. Oh, I had the one left in here. Sweet.
No, apparently my dog's claw is a D12.
That's a
you need D12
to,
claw?
You need to clip that dog's nails.
No, hit him.
So those are small doorways.
Yes, they are.
You want one?
No, I'm just going to mooch off him.
All right.
Okay, don't throw over here.
He gave it to me, and it's got dinosaurs on it. Really cute.
I'm an enabler. What can I say?
There you guys are. You're.
When I actually like sitting in the hallway, staring at the wall, going, "I've never seen this rock before." Well, actually, after poking myself in the eye,
that little dotted outline there is the 10-foot deep pit that has some creature inside of it that is sort of
flayed. Here's the ranger.
I rolled a 21 to look at it. Well, not to look at it, but to
a nature.
Yes.
It is. You recognize it as a Kruthic, a deadly hunter that lives in hives. This one obviously fell afoul of a camouflaged pit trap. They're like big bug creatures.
Are they natural?
Yes.
Well, with a nature check.
A nature check, yes.
Are they evil?
You guys can give me perception checks.
I couldn't identify what it was because I stabbed myself in the eye, but after wiping my eye out, I got a 27 on my perception.
On my nature check, 21.
Kruthics. This is what you know about Kruthics. They're shitless reptilian hunters that form small hives underground. They use their superior numbers to overwhelm and devour all nearby creatures. Kruthics hunt methodically, stripping one area of prey before expanding their territory. They butcher their kills and carry treasure back to their nesting warrens. Mauled carcasses and strange tracks that look as if they were made by spikes are sure signs of a Kruthic horde. Kruthics communicate with one another through a complex series of insect-like quitters and reptilian hisses that these sounds can often be heard in advance of a Kruthic attack.
I'll have to say about Kruthics.
Kruthics hatch from eggs and undergo several metamorphoses during
commander.
Their full life cycle. Hatchlings grow into young, young grow into adults, and adults enter a hard cocoon to change into the next larger breed of Kruthic. That's what you know about.
You said chitinous armor?
Chitinous, yes.
Chitinous armor.
So we need to be on the lookout for more of these things.
Especially because they live in hordes.
Look for tracks! Ranger? What? okay.
Could be nature.
Would it be nature?
Yeah, that's survival is compounded.
What's your nature bonus?
A 9.
Okay, that's what mine is. I thought maybe you'd have more than me.
No. But what'd you guys get on your perceptions?
18.
27.
24.
14. I got an 8. Woo! I can see beyond all right. the veil.
Well, Mike, Nathan, and Becca, a nose-wrinkling, snake-like musk issues from the chamber ahead. A few 5x5-foot sections of the floor seem slightly elevated as if concealing something.
Yeah.
Don't step there.
Yeah.
Place you're seeing that is right here.
I'll chuck a rock on it.
The bird?
Explode, I blame you.
Yeah, why are you in front of everybody? Oh, yeah, you're tracking.
She's looking at the pit.
I'm like, can you chuck a rock over
there? So was
I,
so I should probably be standing here looking at the pit.
You're a little All closer right. than I am.
Who, me? Or her?
What? Can you chuck a rock right over there? See where the ground's kind of raised a little bit?
Oh. I could just poke it with my halibut.
Okay, do that.
That works, too.
Alright. When you move up there, you hear a...
Oh, rape! Rape!
You hear a chittering sound coming from deeper in here.
That's the sound! Oh, wait, I can't hear it.
And you see it's a very small area in there. It opens out. You can move through it, but you have to, you know, squeeze through,
or
basically.
Or we could fill it with rocks and not worry about
it. I hear a chittering! Let me finish poking this first.
Chittering is probably the bugs.
Those are some big cockroaches.
What do they look like?
No, these are just things that I have that look...
Yes, I was going to say those look like barbarians.
Uh-oh.
Ahead, several creatures cluster around a small pile of loose coins and other objects. Many are small, but one's the size of a human. All resemble six-limbed reptiles with insect-like traits. Silvery chitinous plates cover their bodies and short tails, and each one has four limbs that end in scythe-like claws. The creatures have two smaller limbs, which have finer digits close to the body. The head is vaguely reptilian, and the lower jaw is a toothed plate flanked by serrated mandibles.
Lovely.
I feel like I'm going to be eaten.
Poke the hole and move! Poke the hole and move!
They don't seem to be...
Okay.
Coming over to you guys.
Position yourself on the other side of the hole.
And I will poke it with my halberd.
Okay.
Pokey, pokey.
You poke it with the halberd, and the crumbling flagstone there falls in, and a big just... falls down 10 feet. And then the chittering sound grows much louder. I need initiative from myself.
Should we have poked that?
I have a feeling I shouldn't have had you poke that.
That's what she said.
She did it when I poked that. I'm a dwarf.
You guys are gonna have
they don't call us tripods for nothing.
All right.
Of course, we are only 5 feet tall, so our legs are... Yeah. But still.
Well, I'm still 2.5 foot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So do you pass out?
No, no, what'd you get?
So do you pass out when you see a pretty girl?
Are you kidding? Us dwarves have an extra 5 pints of blood just for that.
Shit. I'm on 2 hands.
So you got a 6. Huh?
Yep.
Remember, you have +2 whenever you're
Belda.
Am I close enough to you?
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
10 not square. Natural.
Okay.
I have a feeling I'm still going to be...
Rogar, what'd you get?
25.
Damn.
Do we get a plus?
Because he's
plus
freaking
right here.
With the +2, 25.
Oh!
Excuse me while I scream like a ninny.
Cariona.
And call for the word.
+2, it's a 7.
Woot. And what did Clark get?
17.
Let me emphasize this again.
With a +2, I would have gotten an 8, but.
Ranger ever.
I don't know, she actually identified the creature. She rolled the same as Becca did.
No, I rolled a 19.
Oh, then I do not. Okay, I'm sorry.
I got a 28.
No, I have 21 for that.
Right.
Why am I in the back of the group?
Why am I in the front? Because you have the halberd. Bad touch.
Who's supposed to be the tactician?
Tactician's supposed to stand in the back and not get dead.
You'll notice that I'm actually not a tactical warlord. I'm an inspiring warlord.
The goal is to make you all do his job for him.
I'm not smart. I'm just pretty.
Not smart. He's just drawn that way. Alrighty.
My guy's not dumb. He's just not played that way. I'm not dumb. I'm just played that way.
Mm.
Poor.
What can I say?
They're just responding to my natural appeal. You tramp, you think you're so hot.
Well.
All right.
Some of us are.
And movement basically starts erupting around and large, you know, this very deafening chittering sound coming from within the chamber.
Now that I think of it, we probably should have moved to the other side of the pit and let them run across it. That would have been a tactical brilliance.
Ah! Well, save me!
On his turn, he could move back.
What's your dex?
Me? I've got a dex of 14.
Okay, I have a dex of 16.
He's shoving us all aside. The two women get thrown in the pit.
Just waiting for him to say whose turn it is to go.
Now, the creature in the bottom of the pit, is it alive, Nathan, or is it dead?
Yeah. Let me go it's first. It's alive, but it's very, it's like injured down there. It can't get out.
Oh, get me down there. There. I'll kill it.
I was going to say, stand back and we'll practice with the wand.
All right. Rogar, what do you do?
As my movement action, I will go ahead and use Knight's Move on Nathan. You get to make a movement action as a free action on your turn.
Oh, and then, on my turn. Oh, okay.
Then my second, then my real movement. Now you can go.
Should I like stand in front of that tunnel that they might be coming down? Is that a good idea, or should I back up?
There's two tunnels.
I can't see the two tunnels. I can only see one tunnel.
I was about to say, if you can fit in two tunnels, in both those tunnels. Yeah.
I am a big dwarf.
You can move up to those tunnels. They're about 2 feet wide. You can crawl through them, but...
I'm just talking about moving in front of it and blocking them from coming through it easily.
Yeah, you can move in front of them. Those things look to be small enough they could move into them, though.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to keep them from being to come out and flank the living crap out of us.
Sure.
One, two, three, four, five.
There's your free action.
I have a crossbow.
Plain.
It takes an action to load it.
That it does.
Pointy end goes into the other person.
Other person?
All right, so that's a free... Yeah, you got a free move out of that, so yeah. So now it is Ragnar's turn. So you have your full...
I did my move.
Stuff, so
and I'm going...
Well...
No, you did your... You did the
you got
free
a free move from
him
because of the action he did. Now it's your turn, so you have standard move minor.
Okay.
So now
you can load the crossbow and fire it.
I will load the crossbow and fire it, but I'm not moving anymore. I came to block the tunnel so that they make it a little bit harder for them to come out and attack us.
Sharks.
So I bolt. Okay.
All right. And you have dark vision or low light vision or something.
We're dwarves.
Yes. They do have cover because of the weird angle and because it's a two foot wide corridor, basically.
Okay. Well, I'll try shooting down the little tunnel, see if I can do anything.
One of the little beasties.
And I got a natural 20.
Whack! Pick one of those to die, because it's a medium.
It's like, punk. Oh, hey, I got one!
Pinned to the ground.
Yeah. His little legs go.
AVP style.
Yeah. Like you're under with the damn combi stick.
You hear a fairly loud hissing and chittering sound erupt from in there now.
I think that was a bad idea.
Did you make him angry?
Belda.
I think so.
Hold on. They're feeling quite happy. They all hate it.
They hated that one. One, two, three, four. I have a feeling I'm going to have to be right there to keep somebody standing.
Salsa shark.
I
don't know.
What does Clark do?
I'm coming! Not me, him.
Oh.
I'm sorry, wrong die. 15. I assume we'll miss. 17.
Throwing a javelin.
Throwing a javelin. Minus 2 because of the cover.
So 15.
So 15 will hit one of those. Pull another of the minions out. It dies. It gets sporked.
My question is,
okay, so he's got
back
23 left.
Passageway.
All right, so hatchlings. Ow. One, two, three, goes there. And this one goes two and then disappears.
It's going to come out of the vent above us and drag us to it. Yep.
And actually, come out, erupt out of the wall there.
Oh, they make tunnels.
Hacks!
They burrow. They're burrowers.
How dare they?
What?
And charges.
Oh. Why are they going after the cleric?
Because we're getting a flank.
Oh.
And the other one.
I'm going to dig through the wall and come up behind us.
By the way, they have new DLC for Left 4 Dead 1. Well, coming out, I think, April or May.
Mm. I still need to get Left 4 Dead 2.
And he has enough movement to make it all the way over there.
Ah!
Coming out that tunnel.
Wow.
Charging you as well. And then...
Borden! Tank! Thunderclap!
Thunderclap!
Death and decay! Consecration! Something! Growl! Oh, this tank sucks! Rage quit.
We all know we've had people like that. Also coming out of here is a little larger one.
Dude! It's a Tyranid!
That is an actual Kruthic mini. It's the only one I have.
Holy shit, dude, it looks like a Tyranid.
The Nids, who came out with their new book. I haven't played 40k in forever.
Yeah, I hear the new Tyranids are freaking nasty. The Moloch by itself is like horrifying. Apparently it can take a direct shot from the big tank from the Imperial Guard side.
Russ.
No, not the Lehman Russ, the other one.
Demolisher?
No,
the other one.
The one that comes from Apocalypse.
Oh,
the Baneblade. It can take a direct hit from the Baneblade and not take a wound.
Yeah, well, you have to understand, kicking the shit out of Imperial Guard is not hard. Cariana,
give me a...
The match with the Space Marines versus the Tyranid. The Tyranid wiped the Space Marines off 20? The table.
Good.
Okay, you hear this crumbling sound from the wall next to you.
F35 next week and fall down the hole. No.
Pick your dog up.
I'll double move to do this.
So another one appears there.
Yikes.
Same size.
I think you're in front of the wrong hole.
I think you're right.
Thunderclap! Challenging shout! Something!
Alright, and then erupting out of the wall over here is a big one.
You're really in front of the wrong hole.
Wow, guys, there's only one. This is going to be easy.
Alright.
It's like I'll stand here.
Only
I'll kill one, they'll come after me, and they all go.
Most of them had to double move or charge. So really, the...
You said these two charged.
Those three, that guy who's right in front of you gets to swing. Basically, the four minions out, you get to swing. These are... The three over here are charging, except for this one. This one is not charging.
He
came in through there, so... We'll do the regular attack.
Those two
first.
Are charging, and that one's regular.
So a mighty... one swing at you goes...
Mighty
falls down the hole?
Says ingrown nail, apparently. takes a minus one penalty on attack rolls until he scores a critical hit. Let me note that.
That's the minion?
Yes.
The minion on me?
Yes. Goes,
That's why it's a baby.
I just look at it.
It's funny. All right, the other one on Belda.
One of the two.
Hits a mighty seven. Goes, And the others that are doing their various charges, there's one who's charging you, hitting a... 17 AC?
Nope.
His AC is 18 now.
And the other one is charging Rogar with an 18 AC.
That will hit.
4 points of damage.
I cry a little inside.
Alright.
But you're happy. You're like, haha,
the slightly larger crew.
Look, I'm off tanking.
Also charges and will miss you with a 9.
Actually, that one will hit.
Alright, we are to Cariona.
I'm curious, were we previously injured?
Nissim?
No,
okay.
You would have healed up.
Okay.
Which is why I only have 8 surges left.
Yeah, okay. Because the slime tried to devour you numerous times.
Yeah, but at least I did my job of holding it in place until it split into two.
And then it continued to chew on you because you kept marking it.
Well, hell yeah. At least it was smart enough to go, if I try anything else, it'll actually attack.
Hey, that was minute. His job.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh god.
It admirable.
Well, I suppose I'll mark the big one that snuck up behind us.
Okay. It explodes.
Sweet.
Nah, nah. She doesn't have an M40 under, over and under grenade launcher.
Multicolor ones.
I'm currently too afraid to turn around.
You're like, it's right behind me, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
It's basically
right behind me.
It's sort of like what the miniature is. It has lots of basically gibbering hands and whatnot. And
think giant centipede.
Yeah, like claws and whatnot that are.
Okay, now I've never had
chittering around it, and you're pretty sure if you stay where you're at for very long, you'll probably get cut at least a little bit. It has an aura attack, in other words.
Oh, I was supposed to say it has a reach. Okay.
It has gnashing horde, aura one.
Okay. Now I've never used a companion before, so what actions do they take up?
Well, as a move action, you can move and it can move, and then you can use any of your powers that have, I think it's
beast
through your through him.
Okay.
So you can spend a move action and. It gets a move action which can move it. If it moves without using that move action as a shift, then it would get something. That thing would get a swipe on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much.
That's it though. Okay.
More or less. That's the important stuff.
Okay, so we can both attack him.
Yes.
No problems.
Well, actually, no.
It doesn't attack. You attack. You can attack through it.
It's an either or.
Yeah.
You can't both attack. That would actually make sense, you know, considering you have to give up like two weapon specialization to take a beast. But you know,
okay,
it's an MMO. It's balanced like an MMO. What can we say?
Yeah, what can we say? It's your pet.
We're waiting for the first patch.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, hang on, I gotta glue that stuff in the book. Damn it. We're patching. The server's got to go down for another
2 hours.
Or 2 hours. We'll be back in 2 hours, guys.
I suppose I should be contemplating what the hell I'm going to do.
Jump in the pit to get away from it?
This is a standard, okay.
Could bite and then free five.
Yeah, I was going to shift her here.
Can't shift around a hard corner.
Fine.
Yeah,
you can go straight back.
You're not in a threatened zone anyway, so you don't need to really shift, so you can just move.
Okay.
It's
Belladonna that it's behind, really.
And your dog.
Now you could also spend that use that move action if you want to have your dog shift this way out of it.
I think she's gonna have him attack before she shifts.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the predator strike, which is standard.
So probably you'll attack first and then shift the movement stuff, which is fine.
So unless I want to let the druid out.
Well, no. The druid can move through the dog.
But if she wants a free five,
I don't know if I can free five around that pit though.
Yeah, I'd let you do that. It's obviously there.
Because if the dog's there, I mean, she can't go there.
So you can jump across the corner.
Yeah. I'm not going to be a stickler for that. So. I really don't care.
Well, you can move the dog and let it have an attack opportunity on him and see what happens.
The dog gets torn to shreds.
It's 23
versus AC will hit that thing's AC.
My God. I think that's the first time I've seen the dog hit.
All right.
Could be.
Power of the dice.
Okay, so it's D12 plus a D8 plus 6.
Nice.
Okay, so 10. Even.
11.
Sorry, 11. Yes.
7 plus
13
is 13, guys.
Wow, yes.
Is it plus 6?
Yes, plus 6.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought you said plus 5. My problem.
No. I'm like, wait, what?
Okay, so how many can I get out of the calculator?
13. 7 plus 6 is 13.
Okay.
I just keep adding on.
1, 2, 5, 3, so 3!
Good getting into the Intelligence 9 character.
Intelligence 9 is
all right,
below average. We all know.
Right, did you want to shift the dog?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to let the druid escape.
Doggy, stay there.
All right, so you shift there.
Yes.
The puppy is expendable.
And we'll attempt to spike on it.
Okay.
You're gonna do what on him?
Start with bike.
The dog does take 2 points of damage for ending its turn next to the dog.
So. Okay. Bowie, bowie, bark, bark.
11.
Versus what?
Versus reflex.
Versus reflex on the big guy? That will miss the big guy. Alrighty.
Sorry, dog.
Rogar, you're up. No, afraid you won't be able to shift around that hardcore.
That's fine. Four.
Back there, basically.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Or it's a 5x5, right?
Yeah, so I guess so I can do it there.
Yeah.
Okay, so starting with him. Let me check and see what his modifier is. Plus.
It's versus six. What? Reflex?
Yeah.
Plus six, you said?
Plus six, I said.
Ouch, what's the max damage?
Like a d6.
Nine. Note eight. It is eight.
Okay.
Did you crit on him?
It's mm-hmm. still up, yeah.
What do you get for your 25. Special?
I'll figure out here in a second. It dies. Do this one.
19.
Versus reflex, so yeah, it dies.
17.
It dies.
Nice weapon.
19.
And that's reflex, so look at him as well.
He'll take 5.
5.
Woohoo! Go minor action.
No kidding.
Hooray for breath weapons.
Oh, so, those are called let's clear the minions out. let's see.
I want a 5x5 minion clearer.
Well, probably so you should have been born a dragonborn.
But then I would have to kill you because you'd be funny. Opposing color.
You hit it, normal damage, and the target is reduced for 3 rounds.
Ouch. Keep it away from weapon just
he just got bigger.
So does he turn into a minion, or does he still have the same
weapon? Oh, no, he has the same stats.
Just have to hit him to find out. All right.
There was my free action.
Yep.
Or your minor.
Minor action. Then there's nothing. Nathan's out of reach. I'm not going to use it on Clark. Okay, so I guess I'll swing at the damn thing. An ally of my choice. Am I an ally of myself? Can I scream at myself to swing?
Swing! Yes, it takes a standard action when you swing.
I'll just swing at him. That's a 23 versus 23 AC.
23 versus that will hit. Roll damage.
Safe.
All right. It's still up, so obviously it's not a minion. It's just tiny.
Tiny.
All right, Ragnar, you're up.
Oh. I'm going to ignore the minion and move. He's going to get an attack of opportunity on me. He will hit.
I don't think that...
Mm-hmm. 9 million.
That's a 19.
So oh, that will miss. You know. That will miss by 1. And I'll move up to him. Oh, okay. That's right, yeah. And we'll mark.
See?
Marked. Marked.
I took as my free action. Okay. Pain.
And I'm going to attack that.
This is what pain feels like!
I'm going to try to do Earthshield Strike.
Someone maternal!
Oh, if you want.
And I got,
on which one? The actual mini or the one that... The one with weapon shrinkage?
The mini.
Okay.
Earthshield Strike, so
I'm suffering from...
13 plus...
Correct, how this one?
I got a 19 total.
Versus...
It's versus AC.
That'll hit him.
Yeah, versus AC. So it's weapons... Damage, 1d8 plus 3. 1d10 plus 3. Alright. I don't know my own weapon strength. 4, 13 points of damage. Boom. And my AC goes up by 1 for the round.
And... Oops, it is not quite bloody.
Get all of it on your
It's not bloody. It's not quite
it's not bloody yet.
You want it to be bloody. Very bloody.
You really want it to be bloody. No. It's way bloody. It shoots up in a geyser of bloody. Like, whoa!
Yeah,
we enter an anime.
We got our monsters from the leftover anime prop section.
Yes, you go poke.
or the Freddy versus Jason.
Oh man, I got a paper cut. Damn it. Alright, Belda, you're up. With Clark on deck afterwards.
Can I swing at the minion in the hallway?
And everyone needs to remember, if they are in a square adjacent to Clark, they get a +2 to their AC.
Mm-hmm. So your AC is now at 20.
We're to 19.
Yeah, okay.
Can I swing at this minion? Or is he behind the door enough that I can't see him?
Oh, no, you can swing at him.
That's okay.
Beat the minion into a bloody pulp.
No kidding. That's what my goal is.
Sweet cherry.
Baby.
You have like a +8 to hit, don't you?
Everyone has their bennies, too.
19.
Did I give you bennies? I didn't give you bennies.
No, but that's okay.
19 to hit? AC?
I know, it died.
Wish.
You smash it.
Well, then.
Be dead.
Andre?
Hmm?
You gain a temporary 5 hit points.
Woo!
Clark. Well, that was your standard. You do have a move in minor left if you want to move around a little bit. That's all.
Dance in circles.
I suppose. All right.
Clark will throw past me.
Clark will make a pass at you? Okay.
9.
9?
Or 19. 12 minus 3.
Now, I know I modified him, but not that badly. 19 will hit.
For 6.
So the shrunken one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But a long
like 12 and a 9.
This is what happens when you use that new fancy finagled math stuff.
Yes, 3.5 is out. Great, let's see what the new halfling robes get. Damn it! Ooh, weapon shrinkage.
Alright, now the crew thicket to go.
Or what's left of them.
All the halflings are dead now, so we'll just take them off. Alright, at this point, this guy erupts through here.
Aren't you glad you moved?
Yes, I'm glad that I moved.
This thing, then... Well, what is it?
Steps on the dog?
No.
Eats the dog?
It actually climbs on the walls. It goes up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
How high are these ceilings?
And 6.
10 feet high.
So it's now about there.
Well, the same thing with the 10 feet high because he did 2 movement to get
up. Can't believe he's actually staying like that. All right.
He's got 3 players to hold him up.
Yes. But he will take a swing at... Oh, who's the juicy one? No flanking bonus, so it's going to go...
I'm short and stout.
We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How far can it reach? Can it reach 10?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Well,
big enough. So it goes after Belladonna. Oh, where did it go? Let's see. 16 versus AC.
No.
Alright, so it goes claw claw miss.
Yes. And everybody right. on their next turn shifts the hell out of the squares they're in.
I can't.
There's a pit.
the Kruthic Young there, one tries to... you've marked those two, so they're going to go after you.
They don't really have a choice unless they want to get hit.
Right. And
are they intelligent enough?
Do they know that?
Yes. Well, they are intelligent enough, but they're not intelligent enough for him to shift and actually flank you. So, not with an intelligence of 4.
Well, actually, no. It's more along the lines of that guy would look at me and go, "You hit me. You hit me hard."
A 15 will miss you, and a less than 15 will miss you.
And that guy did that. He needs to climb on the walls. 2. What is his climb speed? It's a mighty 8. Well, he'll go there. Oh. Damn it! It's gonna just go there and be happy. And it's gonna try to eat Belda.
Good.
Done with the bees.
Or actually, he didn't need to move, did he? He's going to stay there and go after Belladonna. So, no.
They have something against the poor druid.
I'm sorry.
Remember, they're natural.
Yeah. But it's not gonna have anything against her with a 7.
No.
I'm gonna not really.
I'm not that. I'm not feeling it today.
What's my motivation?
I can't wait till I can get an attack that actually attacks everything around me.
Cariona.
Thunderclap.
Boom! Huh. Cariona with Belladonna on deck. You jump in the pit?
I might.
Hey, if you control your fall, you're more likely to take less damage.
It might be safer down there at this point in time.
That thing's on the ceiling. I should just reach up and go.
Yeah, I will point out is you can shift into a square with an ally. However, you have to continue moving out of the square. So if you shift, that's your move. You have to spend your
standard action.
You have to keep moving.
And you wouldn't be able to move anywhere because
same thing. Like if you move your speed and you land on an ally, you have to either stop short right in front of them or keep moving again to keep going past them.
Do a double move.
Take the damage. Kill it.
It's only 2 points of damage. Really.
It's still 2 points for her.
I have to decide whether to have the dog stand there or have me stand there. That's my decision.
You can move and have the dog move too.
Yes, but I mean attack wise.
Oh,
if I were you with that big nasty thing there, I would attack with you, since you've already injured it with the dog. I would follow up to attack on it to try to get it to bloodied.
But an intelligent 9.
That's true.
Very angry.
She's angry.
Yes, I suppose.
Try to put it in the vein of this.
Short sword.
Put it in the vein of this. Which is she going to be more concerned about? The dog who doesn't really have anything bothering it, or the thing that's trying to eat your face?
It doesn't actually attack me.
But it moved
but
up.
I suppose I'll draw my melee weapon and attack it.
Careful, attack.
Sure.
You're carefully attacked.
That
careful,
seems to,
careful.
Seems to backfire a lot, too. Stay on target. It's a little too careful attack.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So plus 9.
Why you got a plus 9?
Yeah. Damn. Careful attack is awesome for that.
Not with a 5, though.
And it's marked, too. So you
against
get
the big thing?
Yes. Yeah,
you get a plus bonus for being near him.
That's not going to hit. Yeah. Alrighty. So that's a standard. You still have a move and a minor left, so if you want to do anything. You can minor action mark something else, I suppose.
I suppose I can mark this one if we ever get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go for it.
Alright. The purple ones.
Belladonna.
I was disappointed in my last result, so I'm gonna try it again.
You're trying to storm spike it?
Except I'm more angry now than I was before.
Belladonna smash!
What'd you get?
One more than last. Oh wait, is it a 9?
That's a 9.
Yeah,
13.
Versus reflex, that will miss.
You only have a plus 4?
Yeah.
Well, it's because. Which one is it? Storm Spike?
Yeah. I think it's a...
It's an implement weapon, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I should start attacking with my actual weapon.
The reason why it's a...
Look at your base...
It has a cool
base attack bonus. Plus 7 with your dagger.
Mm-hmm. I know, but this does cool stuff.
Yeah, but... That actually hits.
That's a next time I will give up my magic.
Alrighty.
You should have played a fire with those stats. Plus 7.
I don't think so.
Alright.
I'm kind of in a hard spot here. I guess I could move directly under the beast, but...
Or you could use an action point and do another action, but yeah. We're a little early into this game.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, your action points all reset when you do an extended rest, and you didn't do an extended rest last time. You had an encounter right before this, so if you don't, you're all going to get an action point at the end of this encounter, one way or another.
Okay.
So
I should use my action point. Because I didn't use it last time.
I don't think you did. I don't think anybody did.
I don't think anybody did. So I will do that.
Nobody did. Moving on. Now.
Everybody's looking at the slime going, I can't believe that thing just split into two.
Hmm?
Does that mean I can use mine?
Yes, you can. You can use it as a free action.
I'm saying screw the magic.
So you gain another standard action now.
And I'm screwing the magic and I'm pulling out my dagger.
You put that thing out in public?
Oh, it's a short little...
You're a girl. You're not supposed to have
any. And she got a 20.
That will hit it.
Does the 4 plus 3. Just 5 points of damage to it.
Shagabonimus.
Alright, you stab it. And it looks at you cross-eyed with its multiple eyes.
It's already looking at me.
Cross-eyed.
With its multiple eyes.
Okay, so I ended my turn next to it, so I take the 2 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I go?
Rogar, you're up.
Ragnar, hit this one in front of me! It's tiny!
Okay, boss.
The Kareem. Look, that's how cute.
Does it give me a bonus to hit or anything?
No, bonus to damage.
Just bonus to damage? Okay, yeah. So... We have plus 6 to hit now, right? Yeah. I got a 4.
Can I use a long sword that she has? Because that's a short sword.
Yeah.
For that.
I'm like, okay.
Well, she has a short sword.
You got a 4?
Plus 6. I got a 10.
You got a 10. You still.
I rolled a 4. I got a 4.
Hey guys,
you're not very inspiring right now.
Apparently not.
How do you feel today? Happy?
What else?
Yeah, I'm in a pleasant mood.
A fairly happy mood.
What are you doing? Do you want me to move into the pit or around a hard corner that I can't?
A pit. Be great. Drag your up.
Okay, well, I'm not too pleased with the fact that I missed that guy. I'm going to try to hit him with an Earth Shield Strike. Of course, I'm going to mark them immediately at the beginning of my thing as a free action.
You could shift here and get flanking on it. But
then I can't hit him.
That's true.
I have a plan.
You have a plan.
And it terrifies us all.
I know.
It always
Ragnar does. Ragnar goes, actually, I have a plan, and everyone actually, goes,
oh! Actually, crap. Retreat!
Actually, I would like to move.
Okay.
I'll move there.
Uh-huh.
Then there. Then there. Take your interrupts.
Oh, yeah.
It does swing at you.
Well, it still gets its attack. We identified that it actually does still get to attack.
I strongly doubt that a 12 will hit you.
So. And you can hit it now.
That's exactly
okay, I'll do a Warden's Fury. That's an 18, so that's 24.
So
they will both get attacks.
Yeah. I'll do Warden's Fury on both of them. That's a 24 on that one to hit. And then that one is a 14.
Or was it on the first one, I'm sorry?
24.
24, yeah, that hits him. And then...
14 on the other one.
14 will miss him.
And I do 12 points of damage on him.
Okay, that one is bloodied now.
I'm just like, yes.
And this one actually smacks you as you go by. I'm assuming a 21 hits you.
I'm immune to damage.
Oh, you
well,
are?
No, you have bad. Oh, you have a 19. Damn.
Might help if I rolled the right die. There we go.
I'll roll a D100 to...
7 points of damage.
Howie!
Take out the temporary hit points.
Oh, yeah.
So you take 2 points.
2 points.
Okay. All right.
I'm not content with the fact that it's just bloodied. I'm going to try to bludgeon it again with an Earth Shield
bludgeon
strike.
Bludgeon it to death.
No.
No.
You know what? No.
Denied.
Okay, that's a 16.
Versus AC.
That was flanking. Plus 2, 18.
It'll hit either way, so.
Okay. And that does this much damage. That does 6 points of damage.
6 points.
And then I will use my action point, and I will attempt to...
strength. It's still up, but it does not look at all well.
I will attempt to strength of stone him.
Whoa, okay. Man.
It
Whoa.
Has the strength of stone now.
Gosh, it's stone.
And I missed with a 9. That die suddenly doesn't want to roll for me.
Suddenly?
Well, in this game, I've actually been rolling pretty well with it. I mean, more than 50% of my swings have actually hit, and suddenly it's like, never.
Never!
Can you get my thing now?
You got a pile of gold. Hey, woo, go! Hang on.
Oh. It's full
it's
gold.
Plastic.
It's plastic gold. This sucks.
All right. Belda is up.
All right. Nope. Never mind. Well, I was thinking that the monster would stop over a pit. I'm like, that's the case. We could grab it and pull it down.
Yeah.
But it's not over a pit. Never mind. All right. I will turn around and...
take a swipe at a head.
I had a piece of it.
I mean, you can try to grab it and then... You can try to grab it and then toss it into that pit next to you.
Mine.
I don't take your healing surges.
That's a strength attack versus fortitude to do it. So.
Bring back my healing surges. Thief? GM, he stealed my healing surges.
It's your girlfriend. I don't care.
You're both between you two. I'm staying out of it.
Are the women in charge?
Plus seven.
Yeah.
What'd you do with
it? I don't. Andre, you don't give us any bonuses for two.
No.
To hit right now?
No.
Okay, 15. What do with my.
I'm not a bard.
You guys, yeah. Bonus
15
machine?
Will miss it.
I wish I was.
Did you add in the flanking?
No, I did not. 17.
17. 17 will still miss it, sadly, but don't forget to add in flanking. Righto. Did you want to do anything else? Because if you end your turn there, you'll take 2 points of damage.
I'm going to burn my action point and try and hit it again.
Okay.
That is...
a 19.
19.
21.
That will
21 with flanking. 21 with flanking.
Yeah, that will hit it.
Yes.
D10 plus 6 or whatever. You do massive amounts of damage.
15 points of damage, and you get 5 temporary hit points.
Yay!
Math is hard.
Okay. It's not bloodied yet, but it's certainly not looking happy.
I'm not dead yet.
It's holding up a frowny. You'll be dead anytime now. Frowny face sign at you.
Upside down,
Clark.
So it looks like a happy face.
Smile. Face.
So you can get up.
Yeah, that's right. He'll just chuck another javelin right there. 18 at the young one.
The shrunken one.
At the little one, that'll hit it.
He'd be shrunken.
For another 6.
It dies.
Yay, Splatter. Clark.
Skewered.
Clark,
you guys eat tonight. You guys will eat tonight.
Yeah. That was kind of cool. It went... I just chucked it at it, and it was like... And...
Ah, magnets. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the crew that do their thing.
Relax, go to bed.
The big one's gonna stay there. Really, there's not a lot of movement going on, so.
I do still have an AC of 21, so.
Yes. We're going to start off with the Kruthic Young. It's going to just try to claw at. Belladonna. And then a TARDIS appears. The man steps out and goes, "Oh, sorry, wrong place!"
So did it roll a 1 and distract itself?
Pulls out a sonic screwdriver and does something and it dies. let's see. What was I doing? I was swinging at Belladonna. Does a 18 hit Belladonna?
It is. My AC is an 18.
All right, so it does hit you.
Yeah, Becca says she doesn't want to play with you.
3 points of damage.
3.
That's dirty.
Okay. The other Kruthic takes a swing at you.
21.
It actually might actually hit 20.
It's only in my AC, 21.
Oh, it will hit 23, so.
Okay. Alright, so we'll talk to you later.
10 points of damage on you.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's almost a quarter of my hit points in one
took
hit.
Three.
Roll back damage.
I took 3.
Alright, big guy is not going to move and is going to use its nifty toxic spikes ability.
That does not sound good.
Everyone within 3 squares of it automatically gets hit.
And now it attacks Cariona and Belda.
Oh, yay.
It's got something against you, guy.
So against Cariona,
really hard.
Probably not with a 15 versus AC.
Nope.
And Belda with a... never mind. Let's see what it does to itself. Your attack hits an ally within reach and is a critical threat.
Fox is cunning.
Oh, you can shift if they miss you like an enemy can.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it instead...
you can?
My melee weapon out.
Okay,
so
it's instead going to hit that adult one back there because it's closer. And I think that one hasn't actually taken damage yet.
Nope.
We've just kind of been ignoring it. It's the lesser threat.
11 points of damage to it.
Ooh. Wow. Crap. I'm glad it missed.
Yeah.
And it's slowed.
Brown, isn't it? That's immobilized, isn't it?
No, I have the immobilized ones.
You missed the
taking ongoing damage until save ends. That was funny.
Yikes!
Way to pull out those natural ones. Cariona is up with Belladonna up after that.
Okay. I'll have my dog attack with the predator strike thing again. Of course, that guy.
Nice.
A lot.
To 18.
That'll hit.
Okay.
That's the slowed one, yeah.
The same amount of damage. 13.
Yeah, 13. And it will
shift behind him.
That will make it bloodied.
Blooded.
It's got blood and it's bleeding it, so it's bloodied.
It's like, look, I'm getting taller.
But not in a good way. Alright. Anything else, Cariona?
It shifted, so I suppose I can move now.
Nope.
I'll move to this corner.
Alright.
That's an even worse position.
Belladonna.
It's going to worm itself over there in between all four of you.
Shh. I'm going to attempt an encounter power.
True.
She's going to be the
big guy.
She's
attempting frost splash.
Okay.
God damn it. Here, I was rolling low. Well, I've got some myself.
Why don't you try a different d20?
This one was rolling well for me earlier.
You have two that look just like that. So it might be an imposter.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.